I'm going to announce that tomorrow night.
At a Mid-Valley eatery, members of the group Friends of the Crown Mountain Recreation Center are anxiously tracking election results. A computer is squeezed between plates of pizza, but the food's getting little attention. The group gathered supports questions 4C and 4D. The measure asked for a property tax increase to fund construction and ongoing maintenance on a new 63,000-square-foot recreation center, complete with two pools, a basketball court, and more. Taxpayers in the sprawling Crown Mountain Recreation District would have been tapped, and the amounts varied. A homeowner with a $500,000 property would have paid more than $300 more each year in taxes, and possibly more. That's according to the Pitkin County Assessor. Supporters blame the failure of the measure on an anti-tax sentiment and misinformation. Bill Reynolds is chair of the Crown Mountain District Board.
It's disappointing. It's disappointing to see, because there is no doubt that we're lacking recreational facilities in the Mid-Valley area. You know, we've dealt with mediocre facilities for quite some time.
Those people voted, and it's very clear that the rec center is not the right thing for our community.
Basalt resident Katie Schwer organized a group against the initiative. She says her taxes would have jumped 10%.
I think an overwhelming majority voted no because the structure of 63,000 square feet was just outrageously large. The two taxes were also exceptionally large.
Still, supporters of the rec center want to bring the issue back, possibly in another election. Across town, at a private home, the group supporting a separate measure was more upbeat.
Okay, town of Basalt.
Yes!
By what?
63-38.
Friends of the Fork raised money to help get Question 2B passed, and it worked. A majority of voters in Basalt approved the measure, according to unofficial results. Supporter Kathleen Cole says passage of the measure will help bring vitality to downtown.
I just think the future of Basalt is right in front of us, and we can motor on, and it'll just be our next chapter.
The initiative asked voters to approve $5 million worth of bonds, and the money will help pay for improvements to the Roaring Fork River in downtown. It'll move along a project already in progress that's moving trailer park residents out of a flood zone. A public park is slated to replace the Panet Fork Mobile Home Park. Basalt government officials say the measure will not hit taxpayers' pocketbooks because the town calculates it'll raise enough money to pay back the debt through a combination of dollars from its general fund and a local open space and trails sales tax. In an October interview, town manager Mike Scanlon said property taxes will not go up.
Our property taxes will remain the same. We have enough resources on hand and enough resources that we can collect over the next 2 or 3 years to pretty much ensure there won't be any tax increase.
Those opposed to the measure said local government hadn't included the public enough in planning for the massive project. The informal group also disagreed with how the project displaced residents and eliminated affordable housing. Both issues garnered a fair amount of attention leading up to yesterday's election. Signs dotted yards throughout the rural area, and people holding signs campaigned in high-profile areas in the days leading up to the election. Marcy Krivenin, Aspen Public Radio News.